From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Juneau International Airport is preparing for the arrival of app-based ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft. The state legislature passed legislation to allow rideshare companies to enter the Alaska market. And this week, the airport's board approved a draft fee schedule that would charge companies like Uber and Lyft $100 a year to operate on airport property. It would also tack on a $3 surcharge on each fare to and from the airport. Airport manager Patty Watto says the board did its homework and the $3 fee is industry standard.
We want to meet the demand. We know it's imminent. If the governor signs the bill, we are looking to have these operators that will want to come into Alaska, into Juneau specifically, and probably operate. So we have to have something in place. And we'll look for comments and see if there's changes that need to be made.
The ride surcharge is a departure from how taxis are charged now. Conventional cabs pay at least $150 a year per vehicle, but there's no ride fee. So what do Juneau's cab companies think about tacking on a ride fee for Uber and Lyft?
That's hogwash. If that's the basis of it, then they should charge the tour companies, the shuttle companies, and everybody else the same fee.
That's Shane Williams, owner of Evergreen Taxi, Capital Cab, and Taku Taxi. He's against the ride surcharge on principle.
There is no return to the airport other than a sticker that they basically give to you to permit you to drop and pick up at the airport to all the companies that go out there. Why go after Uber and Lyft for any more money? They're not going to make any more money than the cabs. As a matter of fact, Uber and Lyft charge less.
Uber's Alaska manager released a statement Friday saying it's looking forward to finalizing an agreement with the Juneau Airport. And as the fee schedule is based on a template provided by Lyft, it's unlikely that company will protest. Governor Bill Walker says legislative negotiations on a budget fix are at a stalemate, and he plans to step in. In a statement today, Walker says his administration has begun work on what he calls a compromise package that he plans to share with lawmakers next week. Walker spokesman Jonathan Taylor said he did not know what the final package might look like. Walker says there's no reason that lawmakers cannot finish their work within the current special session. Yesterday, notices were mailed to thousands of state employees warning of potential layoffs if a budget is not finalized by July 1st. Legislative leaders have said they do not want a government shutdown, but they also remain entrenched in positions staked out months ago for how to best address the deficit. And checking weather, scattered showers this afternoon with highs 59 to 64. Widespread showers in the forecast overnight with lows around 47. The weekend looks like cloudy skies on Saturday with a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs around 56, lows overnight around 45. And Sunday, cloudy with a chance of showers, highs around 58, overnight lows 46. That's your news update. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.